You're listening to the Confessions of a Marketing Madman, presented by BentBusinessMarketing.com. Marketing and advertising tactics that are so crazy, they might just work. Strap yourself in, go to your happy place, and enjoy the ride. Here's your host, the madman himself, Andy Sokolovich.
That's right, everybody. I am the madman, the marketing madman, Andy Sokolovich of BentBusinessMarketing.com. And this is episode number 3 of our Confessions of a Marketing Madman podcast. And today I'm introducing you to something special, something near and dear to my heart, my secret sauce. That's right, folks. Bent Business Marketing and Advertising is the home of the content double tap strategy. I'll say that one more time. The content double tap strategy. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, let's talk about double tap in general. Now, Wikipedia defines double tap, which everybody knows Wikipedia is always 100% correct. Wikipedia defines double tap as a shooting technique where two shots are fired in rapid succession, boom, boom, at the same target with the same sight picture. And you ask yourself, Andy, how does this apply to my marketing strategy? Well, let me tell you, I know if you're like me, and I know that you are, time is precious. Heck, just sitting down and recording this podcast will soak up a few, maybe 1 or 2 hours of my day. I'll have to put my thoughts down in audio form. I'll have to go back and do a little post-show editing. Then I'll have to slap this media onto my webpage. And then I got to disseminate it out through social media and email and share that link. And that's just one single podcast. But the point I'm trying to make is when you apply my trademark pending content double tap strategy, you're going to notice that things get a lot easier. Excuse me. Instead of slouching behind your desk chair every day, trying to come up with a brand new message to share with the world, I'm telling you to deploy this strategy in an effort to create new forms of media by recycling the work that you've already accomplished, the stuff that you've already created. What I do, double tap. I pop off a second round in the same direction and then focus on the same target audience. Only this time, I'm going to take that content and I'm going to deliver it in a different format. So the blog post that I wrote here that I'm kind of working off of is amazing because I can transform it in several different ways. It can become a chapter in an ebook. It can turn into a white paper. I can redesign my content as an infographic, or I can take my content, do a voiceover, and apply it to an animated kick-ass video. Tap, tap, baby. Same content, but it's just transformed. Now, you may have members of your target audience who say, I hate to read. I got a lot of people like that. That's why I'm making this podcast. They hate to read. They want to digest information in audio format through their iPhone or their Android device. And it's a great way to do that. They'd rather listen to a podcast on their way to work or the gym. Just don't let them escape. If that's your audience and they're not reading your blog post, don't let them just run off because they're no longer interested in your content. Find a way to get your message into their cerebral cortex. And the way we're going to do that is with a content double tap. So we're going to share our message in a place where we know that our target audience is hanging out. iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, they're all great platforms to disseminate your audio content. Just buy yourself an external mic. The one that I use that I'm recording on right now is called an Audio Technica ATR2100. Retails for about $60. You can get it on Amazon. Then you download a free copy of the software that I'm using right now to record this podcast called Audacity. A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y. Audacity. Then sit behind your laptop or your PC or your Mac and record yourself reading your latest blog post. That's what I'm doing right now, folks. It's not rocket science. I'm recording a blog post that I've already written. I'm tossing in some personality. I'm doing some inflection with my voice. And I'm trying not to sound boring because nobody wants to listen to a robot, right? So here's my thing. Let me go back and just throw it in reverse. When I say nobody wants to listen to a robot, if I was to take this same blog post and record it as a podcast, but instead I sat there going, share your message in a place where they are known to hang out, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, they're all great platforms to disseminate your audio content. Just buy yourself a USB. That stinks, right? Nobody wants to listen to that. They want to hear you. They want the real version of you. and then just go create yourself a free profile on Spreaker.com. It's like speaker with an R, Spreaker.com. Upload the audio file, write a simple description, and then guess what, my friends? You're a freaking podcaster. That's right, now the same content you created via your blog post is now available in audio format for download and dissemination in a cool new way. You want to write an ebook? Sure. Everybody wants to write an ebook, right? So what I want you to do is write 4 or 5 blog posts as part of a series. So, you know, 4 ways, 2 or whatever, write that as part of a series. So you're going to write 1 blog post one day, the second one the next day, 3, 4, 5. You get the point, right? And then slap that content into a single Word doc. I want you to add like an introduction and a closing page. Then I want you to include your contact info on one of the pages. Strategically place some cool hyperlinks in the text that redirect the reader back to some of the content maybe you've done before. Add some sweet images and then go to a little website called Fiverr and have someone design an e-cover. That's a little graphic that looks like a book. You can click on that. I'll tell you how to do that in a second. But Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. So next, what we're going to do is we're going to convert that bad boy into a PDF. Store the file on Dropbox or Amazon S3. If you don't know what that stuff is, email me, Andy@bentbusinessmarketing.com, and I'll give you a little bit more insight into that. So you can store that PDF now. We have a PDF. It contains our 4 or 5 blog posts in sequence as part of a series. We have a really cool cover now we've got designed. Okay, we're going to store it on Dropbox or Amazon S3. That way it provides the end user, our target audience, with a link back to that PDF. Now, what I like to do is, because sometimes with a Dropbox or with Amazon S3, you're going to get these really long, drawn-out links, right? And they're just not going to look attractive. Even if you hyperlink an image or something, that's one thing. But if you slap the link in the URL on your website, it just looks gross. So go to a URL shortener. There's a bunch of them out there. Bit.ly, the one I like to use is goo.gl. That's Google's link shortener. Again, goo.gl. And then that way, when you use that shortener, it'll actually allow you to track the amount of link clicks that you actually get. And I also like to use a site called myecovermaker.com. Again, that's my letter E, covermaker.com, to create a 3D book cover using the design I bought on Fiverr. So then I embed that image on my website and I hyperlink that pic. So when you click on it, it redirects you to that link that I have now shortened using goo.gl. I know I'm sounding like a crazy man here, but I'm a madman. And boom, as soon as somebody clicks on that image, it opens up my ebook in a PDF format so they can download it, they can read it, they can put it on their Kindle device, whatever it is, they can get it. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. You now have an ebook. Sounds too simple, right? Because it is, folks. That's the entire point of my content double tap strategy. It's easy. It allows you to recycle the content that you already have without having to dedicate a massive amount of time to creating new stuff. And let me tell you something. Don't use the excuse, I don't know how to create an infographic. Side note, an infographic is one of those long images that you see where somebody maybe takes like a step-by-step process, but they make it into this cool little graphic. I love infographics. I think they're really neat. They're engaging. They're easy to share. But there's websites out there called Fiverr. I already talked about that. If you have $25 extra bucks lying around, you can leverage the talent of the pros on Fiverr.com and have them do it for you. And listen, don't be intimidated by outsourcing that stuff. It's easier than you think. And once you find a contractor on Fiverr or Odesk or Elance, there's a whole bunch of them. Once you find that contractor, you can go back to that well of talent over and over and over again. You're paying them money. They're providing you a service. It's simple as that. That's how business is done. So my last thing is I hear more and more people, at least 1 or 2 people every single day, folks. This is why I love the business I'm in. Every single day I hear people say, I'm super jealous of so-and-so's website because they have all this amazing and engaging content. Why can't I have cool stuff like theirs? Listen, they're not magicians, folks. They're not magical wizards. They're using the same tactics that I just listed above and earlier in this podcast to create amazing stuff. The secret is just being able to learn how to do it and actually get it done. You have to take action to learn about the resource that I just taught you, and then you have to leverage the power of the World Wide Web to disseminate the crap out of it. So here's my little pep talk. Like if I was rallying a group of troops, I'd say, stop being lazy and step your game up. In 2015, if you want to do well in business, I don't care if it's your storefront and you got a brick and mortar on the corner of Main and First Street, or you have an internet-based business, you got to step your game up. And there's a lot of cool tools that you can do to ensure that that happens. Because if you don't, if you fall asleep and you just say, listen, I'm going to continue doing business the way I am, let everybody else go out and learn what's cool and what's hip, and when all the new crowd's following and how they're generating new business, I don't have the time to learn that, you're done. You're going to be left behind in a cloud of digital dust and filled with a massive amount of regret. I'm going to exhale now. The whole point of me doing this podcast, especially this episode, is to show you that what I wrote was a blog post. I recorded this content you're listening to right now because today I sat down and I wrote a blog post. And in the blog post, I said at the very bottom under my postscript, I'm going to transform this post into a podcast and embed the Spreaker.com player right below this post. Tap, tap. Signed off, Andy, the marketing guy, the marketing madman himself. There's so many great ways you can do this. What is another way that I can leverage this? I can take this blog post that I have right now and I can just sit on it for a little while, build on it, maybe write a part two, talk about some additional strategies that I use to create content. Now I have blog post number two. Do that again, 3, 4, 5. Wow, in less than a couple months, I'm going to have an ebook that I'm going to be able to slap on Amazon.com and sell that via Kindle Direct Publishing. It's so cool how the process works. And I taught myself how to do this, and so can you. It's not difficult. Just going back and reiterating some of the things that I said earlier about some of the technology, tech, and websites in case you rushed to get a pen, you couldn't find one in time. So the microphone that I use to record these podcasts is an Audio Technica ATR2100. Again, Audio Technica ATR2100 retails $60. Amazon, buy it. It's simple. It's a little nice, sexy looking microphone and comes with a stand if you want one. And it is USB, so it adapts to pretty much anything except for your iPads. Sorry, iPad users, myself included, no USB. Anyways, and then the program that I use to record all this stuff and do a little post-show editing is called Audacity. 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 Just do a Google search for it. It's a free download. It's super simple to use. There's a couple of free ebooks you can pick up on Amazon or some tutorials and stuff on YouTube that teach you how to get more into the different effects and stuff like that. But for the basic guy that just wants to hit record, speak, stop, and then export the file as an MP3, it's a perfect thing to use. Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com. Pretty much people on there will do amazing things for $5. And I've been using Fiverr.com long enough to know that it's not crap. You got to be weary. I mean, there's some people out there that are going to sell you crap for $5, but just for a $5 investment, roll the dice, try somebody out. If you like them, go back to them. Continue using that. Form a relationship with them. Be nice to them. Throw them a tip every once in a while, and they'll do good work for you. For your ebook, 3D covers, myecovermaker.com. Simple. It's super simple. You just select the cover that you want. You upload your image. You have to kind of mess with the dimensions of the image a little bit. But if you go to Fiverr and you have somebody make you a book cover, you should have that already taken care of. And there's actually people on Fiverr that'll make you a 3D book cover, so you can totally skip this step. But myecovermaker.com allows you to do some cool things to create 3D book cover images. Simple, simple stuff. All right, folks, I'm out of two things, breath and coffee. So I need to go and catch both of those real quick before I crash for the evening. But again, this is Andy, the marketing guy, coming to you from Bent Business Marketing, also recording this sweet-ass podcast, Confessions of a Marketing Madman. If you want to get a hold of me, go ahead and shoot me an email, Andy, A-N-D-Y, at BentBusinessMarketing.com. Give us a ring, 815-441-2219. Hit us up on Facebook, Facebook.com/BentBusinessMarketing. And we're on Twitter, tweet. At Bent Biz, that's BENTBIZ, and this podcast is only 3 episodes deep, but we're on iTunes the big time. So go ahead and cruise us through the, I don't even know how you get this stuff. Is it, what's it called? It's, see, I get myself confused sometimes too. Just cruise on iTunes, search for Confessions of a Marketing Madman, search for Bent Business Marketing, you'll find us. We'll provide a link in the show notes. As for me, I gotta go refill my coffee cup, so I'm gonna quit now while I'm ahead. Talk to you guys soon. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Confessions of a Marketing Madman presented by BentBusinessMarketing.com. Please keep your hands and feet inside the ride until the podcast comes to a complete stop.